USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israeli military aircraft attacked about 150 underground targets in the northern Gaza Strip over the weekend and into Saturday amid the ongoing war against Hamas terrorists. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas terrorists were killed while underground combat zones and other underground terrorist infrastructures were also destroyed. More than 8,700 people have been killed in the war on both sides since the October 7th Hamas terror attack. The new Speaker of the House says a standalone funding bill for Israel will go on the House floor this week. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson's comments were echoed by Texas Republican and House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul.
Because the need is so urgent now in Israel, start with Israel first and then deal with the other as a separate measure. We'll have that on the House floor this week.
On Fox News Sunday, Johnson said he called on President Biden to separate bills to provide aid for Israel and Ukraine when he met with him this week. The Biden administration is proposing a combined $100 billion aid package that includes both Israel and Ukraine. The United Auto Workers have reached a tentative agreement with Stellantis to end the union strike against the automaker, but it escalated its strike against General Motors after days of marathon talks, walking off the job at a factory in Spring Hill, Tennessee. The Stellantis deal, if ratified by a majority of the automaker's UAW workers, will give employees a 25% raise in base wages over the next 4.5 years. The former vice president will not be running.
In a surprise announcement during a speech at a Republican Jewish coalition event on Saturday, Mike Pence has dropped out of the race for the presidential election, as the former VP has struggled to mobilize support and boost flagging poll numbers. Pence has just 3.8% support in the Republican primary race.
That is Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
The United Auto Workers said it reached a tentative agreement with Stellantis Saturday to end the union strike against the automaker, but it escalated its strike against General Motors after days of marathon talks. The Stellantis deal, if ratified by a majority of the automaker's UAW workers, will give employees a 25% raise in base wages over the next 4.5 years. The former vice president will not be running for president.
In a surprise announcement during a speech at a Republican Jewish coalition event on Saturday, Mike Pence has dropped out of the race for the 2014 U.S. presidential election, as the former VP has struggled to mobilize support and boost flagging poll numbers. Pence's withdrawal could mark the start of a thinning of the herd of contenders, with several candidates still polling in single digits, behind Donald Trump with more than 50% support, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in second place with 14%. Pence has just 3.8% support in the Republican primary race. I'm Skip Kelly.
Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential stroke risk for older adults. A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. They emphasize that the study's findings are preliminary and older adults are inherently at a higher risk due to their age. Patients are encouraged to consult their healthcare provider for more comprehensive understanding of the vaccine's risks. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.